ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सी वन थिंग वी हैव टू रिमेंबर हियर इवन दो इट इज दुर्गा सूक्तम इट इज प्रॉपरली अक्यूरेटली अटर्ड वर्ड्स ऑफ प्रेज द वर्ड्स इन प्रेज ऑफ भगवान सुउक्तम सूक्तम उक्तम मीन्स सेड सुउक्तम वेल सेड मीन्स अप्रोप्रिएटली अटर्ड वर्ड्स इन प्रेस ऑफ भगवान इज सूक्तम सुउक्तम सूक्तम सो दुर्गा सूक्तम इज द सूक्तम In which Devi is supposed to be praised. But Devi, Durga, is the female, the personification of Ishvara as a female. Therefore, Ishvara alone is praised here. Praise of Durga is nothing but praise of Ishvara. And Agnihi literally means fire element and the fire element is called Agni because it carries the oblations during the performance of rituals. The fire element is the carrier of oblations to various devatas. So Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. But Bhagavan is also known as Agnihi. Not only the fire element, but the Lord of the whole cosmos is also said to be Agni because Bhagavan is the forerunner, the one who remains as the first and the foremost and leads the entire universe. Therefore, he is called Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. One who carries forward the forerunner of everything is also Agnihi. So here, who is glorified? Bhagavan is glorified as Agnihi. Bhagavan is glorified means Bhagavan is glorified because of the power he is endowed with. So this much you should remember, and let's go to the mantra. ॐ जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः जस्ट यू आस्क द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड वेदः जातवेदः एंड वेदः मीन द सेम जातवेद सकारांत शब्द वेर एज वेदः इज अकारांत शब्द Vedaha literally means the Veda, the book of knowledge, but Veda here means Ishvara. I want to remind you. Om Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha. So Vedaha Arati Yataha Nidahati. Ishvara destroys the enemies. Is a simple present tense sentence, but the prayer is, may Ishvara destroy the enemies. Sanav Parshadati Durgani Vishwana Veva Sindhan Durita Tyagnihi Tam Agni Vannam Tapasa Jalantim Vairo Chanim Karma Phale Rujushtam दुर्गां देवीकं शरणमहं प्रपद्ये सुतरसितरसे नमः विहद सेकंड मंत्र आल्सो सो व्हाट सेकंड मंत्र दिस इज सेकंड मंत्र वी हैव सीन आई जस्ट वांट टू रिमाइंड यू कम आउट वेयर नॉट दैट द फर्स्ट डे एंड सेकंड मंत्र इज दिस ताम अग्निवर्णाम तपसा ज्वलंतीम वैरोचनीम कर्म फलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गाम् देवीगम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसितरसे नमः. The second mantra, so tam agnivarnam onwards, tarase namaha, until then second mantra of this sukta. In this mantra, what's the verb here? Prapadye. Until prapadye, sentence number one. Sutarasi, sentence number two. Tarase namaha, sentence number three. We have one long sentence and two tiny sentences. So, in the first sentence, the verb is prapadye. I surrender to. Actually, sharanam prapadye. Sharanam prapadye together gives you this meaning. I surrender to. Sharanam prapadye. Okay, prapadye means I attain. I take refuge. In Tamil, we can say sharan adaihiren. Prapadye means adaihiren. Sharanam prapadye, sharan adaihiren. That's the meaning. Sharanam prapadye means I surrender to, I take refuge in. So, whom do I surrender to? So, aham sharanam prapadye. I take refuge in, I surrender to Devi. Devi. Devigam is a chandasa prayogaha. Devigam is a chandasa prayogaha. The Vedic usage, actual meaning is Devi. I surrender to the effulgent power, Devi. And who is this Devi? Durga. Durgam Devim Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Who is Durga? She who enables the worshippers overcome all insurmountable obstacles. Dukkhani Gamayati. She who enables the devotees, the worshippers, overcome all hurdles. Not ordinary hurdles, insurmountable hurdles, insurmountable obstacles. So Durga. So I surrender to Durga Devi. The very word Durga is a very powerful word. The Durgam Devim Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Punaha Kidrishim Durgam Devim. We saw the whole word. Every word is a description of Devi. Tam Agnivarnam Durgam Devim. Agnivarnam. I surrender to that Durga Devi who is of the complexion of fire. The literal meaning. Actually, what does it mean? Not complexion. Who is shining like fire. Who is blazing like fire. Who is blazing like fire means what? Not a Devi is blazing like fire. She who is of the niche, who is in the form of knowledge. She who is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, Agnivarnam, Tam Agnivarnam, Durgam Devim, Aham Sharanam Prapadye. How she is shining? Tapasa Jolanti. She's blazing like fire, but tapasa jwalanti. Jwalanti again means what? Burning. She who is radiant. She who is radiant because of her tapas, because of her penance. Tapasa jwalanti. She who is radiant, brilliant because of her tapas, penance. See, all the words are an objective case. Agnivarnam tam, Agnivarnam தபசா ஜ்வலந்தீம் வைரோச்சனீம். Yesterday I explained to you already because it was very dull yesterday. I'm repeating it. Vairochaneem Tam Durgam Devim. I told yesterday, Virochanaha is Ishwara. And the female aspect of it is Vairochani. Vairochani. She who alone, she who is shining in countless number of forms, in various forms, is Vividham. That's why Virochana. Vividham Rochate iti Virochana. And Vairochani is the power of the Lord who is shining, or inseparable concert power of Ishwara, who alone is shining in various countless number of forms. Then karma phaleshu jushtam. Karma phaleshu jushtam. She who herself is loud in actions, and she who herself is invoked in performing rituals, and also in their results, and she who is the bestower of, ordainer of results of actions. Karma phaleshu jushtam. So all these, every word is description of Devi. So I take refuge in, ascended to Durga Devi, who is of this description. Tam Durgam Devim, Agnivarnam Durgam Devim, Tapasajulantim Durgam Devim, Vairochanim Durgam Devim, Karma Phaleshu Jushtam Durgam Devim, Aham Sharanam Prapatye. Sentence number one. Aham Durgam Sharanam Prapadhi. That's all. So first sentence number one. The rest of the words describe Durga. Then Sutarasi. I told you yesterday very clearly, Sutarasi means you cross well. That's the literal meaning. But I should take it as you help us cross. Devi, you make us cross the ocean of samsara. Then Tarasi. Tarasi means you cross. Okay. Tarasi. So Tarasi. So Tarasi means you cross. But here, what do you say? Oh Devi, please do help us cross. And Tarase Namaha. So please make a note. So Tarasi means, oh Devi, please do help us cross. Make us cross. Then Tarase Namaha. Salutations unto you who help us cross. So Tarase Namaha. Salutations unto you who help us cross. And so Tarase means, O Devi, please do help us cross. Cross the ocean of samsara. That is the literal meaning. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phale rujushtam durgam devikam sharanamaham prapadye sutarasitarase namaham. We have seen this third mantra Also we have seen yesterday already, but still it was not very clear for you because I was dull. Agne, here you see Devi is addressed as Ishvara. Why? Devi and Swami. Swami and Devi are not two. If Devi is addressed, Swami is addressed as it were. If Swami is addressed, Devi is addressed as it were. So, Agne Tvam Parayanavyo Asman Swasti Bhirati Durgani Vishwa Poscha Prithvi Bahulana Urvi Bhavatoka Yadanaya Yashayo. So here we address Bhagavan as Agni. You know very well Agni, Ikaranta Shabda, so Agni, O forerunner of everything. Agni, O the leader of the whole. Agni, Tvam Paraya Navya Asman Swasti Bhihi. Swasti Bihi Vishwa Durgani. Vishwa Durgani Ati Paraya. Hey Agni, Asman Swasti Bihi Vishwa Durgani Tvam Atiparaya. Atiparaya. So Navyaha. So the word Navyaha, when Bhagavan is addressed, like in Puranaha, Puranaha, Shashvataha, there use the term Puranaha in Vedanta class. Puranaha means ever fresh, timeless but ever fresh. So here also, Navyaha means ever youthful. Agni, O the forerunner of the universe, or the leader of the whole, you are ever youthful, ever young. Having said that, Asman Atiparaya. Asman, us. Asman means naha, us. Atiparaya, help us reach the other shore. Help us reach the other shore. Help us overcome Vishwadurgani, all obstacles, all impediments, all hurdles. Vishwadurgani, all hurdles, all obstacles. Atiparaya, so help us overcome. Ati implies overcome. Help us overcome all hurdles and impediments. Thereby help us reach the other shore. How? Swasti bhihi. With words of benedictions. With the benedictory words. Swasti vachanehi. With words of blessings. With auspicious words. With the words of auspiciousness. With the words of benedictions or benedictory words. May you help us reach the other shore. Helping us overcome all hurdles. Vishwadurgani swastibhi atiparaya. Atiparaya. Help us reach the other shore. Bhuhu, Prithvi, Bahula, Na Urvi. The word Bahula, Bahu means many. So here Bahula, the Vedic usage here, Bahula can be in abundance and also big in terms of space, spatially big. That's also mean. Therefore, Puhu Bahula. Puhu means city. Puhu. It is Ukara, Ukara, the Stilinga Shabda. Puhu. Cha. Because Sandhi, Pooscha. Bahula. So, that the prayer is implied here. May the city of our dwelling be big, spatially, be spacious. And many. Prithvi Bahula. Prithvi Bahula. May there be spacious land for us. Urvi. Naha means for us. Urvi Bahula. Urvi literally means earth. But Prithvi also means earth. Therefore, Prithvi is taken as simply land. Urvi is taken as agricultural land. Urvi Bahula. May there be abundance of wealth, agricultural wealth. So may the agricultural land be spacious. May place of dwelling be spacious. May the land be spacious. May the agricultural land be spacious. So may there be abundance of prosperity. That's the implied meaning. Puhu cha, Prithvi cha, Urvi cha is implied. And Bahula naha. Then, Tokaya Tanayaya Shayoho Bhava. See, Bhava means what? Bhava. Bhava, may you be. If you write Bhava in conventional language, you'll get 0 mark. It's happened in Vedic usage. Bhava means what? Bhava. Okay? Bhava. In the Vedic, Bhava. So may you be Shayoho. See, the Shayoho is two things. Sham means auspiciousness implying prosperity. And Yaha, Yam implies, okay, the absence of poverty. Therefore, here, and also adversity. So, Shayoho Bhava. Bahum forever, Tokaha Tanayaha. So Tokaha implies offspring. Tanayaha specifically means, you know, the sun. So you can say all progeny. Tokaya Tanayaya Shayoho Bhava. May you be the bestower of prosperity and remover of poverty, adversity for our offsprings, for our progeny. It's implied here, okay? Tokaya Tanayaya Shayoho Bhava. Shayoho Bhava. Shayoho Bhava. May you be the bestower, the giver of prosperity, remover of adversity, poverty, to our progeny, our children. Shayoho, Tokaya Tanayaya, to our children, to our sons, to our progeny. Let's double emphasis. This is the meaning here. See, generally, when you pray to Bhagavan, please remove our difficulties, remove our hardships, remove our obstacles, remove all forms of troubles, hurdles, lots of problems, no? And then insurmountable problems. We cannot manage, handle. This is what we always complain. That is why Vishwani, Durga, Durgani, Vishwa, Durgani, Vishwa, Durgani, Vishwa, Durgani. He repeats that, this Durga Sutta. Vishwanino Durga Jata Jata Vedasindunna Navadoridati Parshi. Until this mantra you have seen, okay? I'm repeating just for you to remember the words. Vishwanino Durga. After seeing the literal meanings, we'll see the whole concept of Ishvara as the one endowed with the power. How it is understood in this suktam that I'll explain later on. That is the unfoldment. This is the literal meaning now. Because in suktam, we praise her, the same time there's also prayer involved. Vishwanino Durga Jataveda Sindhunna Nava Duridati Parshi. Vishwanino Durga Jataveda Sindhunna Nava Duridati Parshi. Agni Atrivan Manasa Grinano Osmakam Bodhyavita Tanunam. Until that Tanunam, we have the fourth mantra. I'm repeating because these mantras, you have to make the note of where the mantra number four begins and for where it ends. Vishwanino Durga Jataveda Sindhunna Nava Duridati Parshi Agne Atrivan Manasagrunano Osmakam Bodhyavita Tanunam. Tanunam, that ends the fourth mantra. The second mantra had a clean verb, clean sentence. It's easy. The third mantra had some different words. Now here, again, we are addressing Jataveda. I told you already, the word Agnihi means fire. The word Agnihi also means Ishvara. I told the derivation, isn't it? Agrenayati iti Agnihi. Now here, Jataveda also is one of the names of fire. Bhagavan also is said to be Jataveda. What does it mean? Jataveda. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat Saha Jataveda. The one from whom the Veda has come into existence, that another meaning. Vedaha, if you take it as knowledge, the source of all knowledge. The one from whom the knowledge manifests. The one, the source of knowledge. From whom the knowledge manifests. He is Jata Vedaha. Vedaha means knowledge. Vedaha means the treasures of knowledge, the book. Vedaha also means the noun form, knowledge. Jata, Jataha Vedaha is the one from whom knowledge rises. So, O Lord, the source of all knowledge, from whom knowledge emerges. Having addressed, again, the one more word, adjective, describing the one, Durgaha. Durgaha. Again, Durga means insurmountable obstacle is Durga. And Ha means what now? The remover. One who, Bhagwan is the one who drives away, chases away, removes the insurmountable hurdles. Durga, Durgaha, mean the same. So, O source of all knowledge, or omniscient Lord, Durgaha, the remover of all obstacles, having addressed Bhagavan as that, then you say what? Naha, Naha, Durita, Atiparshi, Sindham, Nava, Sindham, Nava. Iva is implied. Sindham, Nava, Iva. Naha Durita Atiparshi. Sindhum Nava Iva. Sindhu ocean. Nava boat. Okay, Nau is also boat. Okay. Nau and Nauka. Both mean the boat. Nau. Just one single word. Nau or Nauka means boat. But Nava here with the boat. The third case he believes. Okay. Sindhum Nava. That's all. How we had to come make a sentence of our own. Just as we cross the ocean with the help of a boat or a ship, so also may we overcome Durita, Durita, all sinful actions, all sins. Duritam means papam. Duritani, it must have been. So Durita means Duritani. We can't change Veda mantra. We have to know the meaning. Duritam is papam. Durita means Duritani. So sinful actions or sins or blemishes. Duritani Atiparshi. So Ati. Just as we cross the ocean with the help of the boat or ship, may we cross, may we overcome the ocean of samsara, as implied. How? That is Durita Ati Parshi. Durita Ati Parshi. Helping us overcome our blemishes, our sins, sinful actions. O Lord, may you Parshi. Parshi means Patu. Pahi. Is the meaning. May you protect. Naha Parshi. May you protect us. Naha Parshi. May you protect us. How can Bhagavan protect us? Durita Ati. Helping us overcome all blemishes. All sins, all sinful actions. And overcome, how do you understand? The word Ati. Yesterday, Sachin, somebody asked Ati. Ati is no, Ati means always overcoming, going beyond. When we want to use, say that we go beyond, overcome, then you use the term Ati. Durita Ati, Duritani Ati. Having overcome all our sinful actions, blemishes, wrong actions, may you protect us. ஹே ஜாதவேதா துர்கா ந விஸ்வானி துரிதா சிந்தும் நாவா இவ அதி பர்ஷி. யூ கனாட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் கன்வென்ஷனல் லாங்குவேஜ். So we seek Bhagavan's grace to remember Bhagavan. So, manasa grinanaha. So, what is the first sentence meaning? Naha durgaha. He jatavedaha. He durgaha jatavedaha. Naha vishwani durita. Ati parshi. நாவா சிந்தம் இவ. இவ இஸ் ஆல்சோ இம்ப்ளைட். சோ ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் வி கிராஸ் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் ஓஷன் வித் ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் அ போட், மே வி கிராஸ் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, மே யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் அஸ் ஹெல்பிங் அஸ் ஓவர் கம் ஆல் சின்ஸ், ஆல் சின்ஃபுல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். Then Agne, again written, Agne, O Lord, Atrivat, Manasagrananaha, Atrivat, Manasagrananaha. So there was a sage, Atri, the many sages, so many sages, Atri Maharshi, one Maharshi called Atri Maharshi, Atrivat, like this great sage Atri, manasa gnanaha, manasa gnanaha asti. The sage Atri was known for his constant non-stop chanting of mantras. For his Atrivat, like the great sage Atri, manasa gnanaha, I'll be chanting continuously, mentally. I would chant mentally, continuously. Like the sage Atri. I would chant what? I would chant hymns in praise of you. That's implied. Atrivat manasa grinanaha bhavami ad bhavishyami. Bhavishyami is implied here. Okay? I would chant. I would chant the mantras. I would chant hymns in praise of you mentally, or chant hymns in praise of you mentally, always. Atrivat manasa gnanaha bhavami is implied. Then asmakam tanunam avita. அஸ்மாக்கம் தனூனாம் அவிதா போதி. அவிதா அவித்ருஷப்தா, திஸ் இஸ் ப்ராப்பர் வேர்டு. ரிகாராந்தா புல்லிங்கா அவித்ருஷப்தா. அவதி மீன்ஸ், அவதி மீன்ஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ். அவிதா ப்ரொடெக்டர், அட்ஜெக்டிவ். அவதி வேர்ப், ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ். அவிதா protector, and she who protects is Avani. Mother Earth is called Avani, so she who sustains. So Avita means sustainer, protector. Therefore asmakam tanunam avita, asmakam tanunam avita. And bodhi, bodhi means what? May you be, may you May you know. May you know means may you be alert. May you know, may you be conscious. You're telling Bhagavan to be conscious, to be alert. Bodhi, may you be conscious, do, be conscious, be alert, be aware. O Lord, may you be conscious of what? Of protecting our bodies, protection of our bodies. Asmakam tanunam avita bodhi. O Lord, may you be alert. May you be conscious to be the protector of our bodies. May you be alert. May you be conscious. May you be aware that you are the protector of our bodies. You are the sustainer of our bodies. May you know that you are the sustainer of our bodies. Do we not remind Bhagavan? No, we are not reminding Bhagavan. We are not telling Bhagavan. We understand that Bhagavan is the protector of our bodies. When you tell Bhagavan, you are telling yourself. When you speak to Bhagavan, you are speaking to yourself. Because speaking to Bhagavan, praying to Bhagavan is will involved auto-suggestion. Therefore, when you say, O Lord, may you be aware, may you be conscious, may you be alert that you are the protector of our bodies. So, hey Agni, Atrivat Manasagranaha Bhavami. I remain constantly chanting hymns in praise of you, like the great sage Atri. May you be alert that you are the protector of, sustainer of our bodies. Asmakam tanunam avita bodhi. Is it clear? Okay. So, what is the meaning? Don't think that way. We are seeing the literal meaning. We'll come across the proper meaning. The unfoldment later on. Okay. This is the old lesson. Okay. We come to a new lesson now. So, here Atri Maharshi becomes a source of inspiration for the devotees. Atri Maharshi used to non-stop chant, chant, chant. Therefore, taking him, he says, Atrivat Manasangrananaha Bhavami. I'd be chanting mentally, always like Atri Maharshi, the hymns in praise of you. Okay.
Prutanajitagum sahamana mugramagnigum huvema paramat sadastaat sanav parshadati durgani vishwa kshamadeva atiduritatyagnihi.
This is the fifth mantra. Once I cover the mantras, then I can do the concept, Ishwara's concept explained in this. What we need to understand from this book, this particular sukta. Fifth mantra begins from Pratanajitagam. Pratanajitagam, Pratanajitagam, Sahamanam Ugram Agnigam, Huvema Paramat Sadhastaat. Sanaf Parshadati Durgani Vishwa Shamadevo Atidurita Tyagnihi. Pratanajitagam Sahamana Mugram Agnigam Huvema Paramat Sadastaat
ஸ்பர்ஷதி துர்கானி விஸ்வா க்ஷாம தேவோ அதி துரிதாத்யக்னி.
So whenever, how many times you come across the word ati, ati, ati comes as a prefix sometimes. Gacchati, ati gacchati, goes beyond. So in the sense of beyond, sense of overcoming, the sense of extraordinary, extreme, the word, the expression ati is used. Not a separate word at all. But in this, here, we have to understand in terms of overcoming. Okay. Now, we say, Agnim Prithana Jitagum Sahamanam. See, Prithana Jitagum, that Jitagum, Gum is a Vedic usage. What is the actual meaning? Prithana Jitam. Prithana Jitam is the word. So Jitaha means conqueror. Jitaha means conqueror. Jitam is objective verb, objective case word, second case word. Conquerorai, the one who conquers. Okay. So who is Bhagwan here? Bhagwan is the conqueror. Conqueror of Prithana. Prithana means army. So, not one army. Bhagwan is the conqueror of armies. Prithana Jitaha. So, Prithana Jitam is an adjective describing Ishvara. Okay. One more word. Then, Sahamanam. See, Sahamanaha literally means what? One who tolerates. But here, Sahamanaha means completely different meaning. Okay, destroyer of enemies. Sahamanaha means destroyer of enemies. An objective case form, Sahamanam. So, Sahamanam. Prithanajitam. In Prithanajitaha, Prithanajitam. But the gum is Vedic usage. Prithanajitagum means the conqueror of enemy, conqueror of armies. Sahamanam, the destroyer of enemies. Then Ugram, Ugraha. Ishvara is Ugraha. Ishvara is Prithanajitaha. Ishvara is Sahamanaha. Ishvara is Ugraha. Ugraha means what? Fierce. Frightening. Who is fierce? Agni Ishvara Bhagavan. And where is the word for Bhagavan? Agnihi. Kidrushaha Agnihi. Kidrushaha Ishvara. Now you know why Ishvara is said to be Agnihi. Agre Nayati Iti Agnihi. The one who leads as a forerunner of the universe is Agni Ishvara Bhagavan. So, Prithana Jitaha Sahamanaha Ugraha Agnihi. So, Bhagavan, the forerunner of everything, is a fierce, the destroyer of enemies, and conqueror of armies. Okay, him, when you say what of that, Ishwaram. So, Prithanajitam, Sahamanam, Ugram, three adjectives describing Agnim, Ragnim, Huvema. Huvema, first person plural verb. Huvema means what now? We invite means what? We invoke. So we invoke the grace of Ishvara. We invite Ishvara. We invoke the grace of Ishvara. The forerunner, the leader of the universe. the conqueror of enemy, conqueror of armies, destroyer of enemies. Fierce, conqueror of armies, destroyer of enemies. This is a clean sentence. Prutanajitam sahamanam ugram agnim huvema. So Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole, we invoke where? Where do we invoke? The absolute ruler of everything. Ishvara, the whole, the only ruler of everything, absolute, the one who leads the whole cosmos as a foreigner, that Lord we invoke where? The very fire as the altar. We invoke the Lord at the altar of fire. Okay, in a symbol of fire. So the fire, the fire element is this Agni. The fire Agni is the symbol, the altar for Agni Bhagavan. Okay, element Agni is the altar for Bhagavan Agni. Understand? So we invoke Bhagavan at the altar of fire. Which Ishvara, which Bhagavan? Pratanajitaha, Sahamanaha, Ugraha. Understand? In objective case, Ugram. We, whom do we invoke? Agnim Huvema. Kam Huvema, Agnim Huvema. Kidrusham Agnim Huvema, Pratanajitam, Sahamanam, Ugram, Agnim, Vayam, Huvema. It is implied. Where do we invoke? We invoke the Ishvara of such description, Ishvara of that such glory, at the altar of fire. Who is bowed to? Is bowed to? At the altar of fire, the symbol of fire. Okay, then we have this sadhas. Sadhas means abode, not sadhas. Sadhas is a different place. Okay, but here sadhas. Sadhas means abode. And paramam sadhas means absolute abode. Paramam sadhas here means absolute abode, exalted abode, supreme abode, paramam sadhas. Now, paramat sadhastat, fifth case. Paramat sadhastat. Now, paramatthasthat means what? From the exalted abode. So, paramatthasthat, from the exalted abode, the conqueror of enemies is Bhagavan. The exalted abode, the destroyer, the conqueror of armies is Bhagavan. Destroyer of enemies is Bhagavan. When Bhagavan is, Bhagavan wants to protect the righteous people. When Bhagavan, okay, from Paramat Sadhastha, from the absolute abode, Bhagavan becomes very fierce. When people go against dharma. So, Bhagavan is nigraha karta, anugraha karta. Bhagavan is the one who blesses. Bhagavan as Anugrahakarta. Anugrahakarta is benevolent. Bhagavan as Nigrahakarta is malevolent. Okay, benevolent, Bhagavan is also malevolent. Anugrahakarta, benevolent. Nigrahakarta, malevolent. It means Bhagavan can be terrible. Terrible. That's why we say, oh my God, Bhagavan. Sometimes people, we see lots of suffering and we say, oh my God, is that Bhagavan? Why such suffering is happening? We ask. In fact, the suffering itself is ordained by Bhagavan. Then he is Ghoraha. He is, you know, Ugraha. 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 Very fierce. But Bhagavan is pleased with the dharma, righteous actions, righteous people, and he is highly benevolent. Anugrahakarta. And he is, then he, from that absolute abode, he is the conqueror of armies, destroyer of enemies. Okay. So, Paramat Sadastat. Pratanajitam sahamanam ugram agnim huvema. So we invoke the Ishvara. We invoke the grace of Ishvara. When Bhagavan Ishvara is worshipped at the altar of fire. Now, Durgani Vishwa. Vishwa Durgani. So Vishwa means all entirety. Durgani. Durgam Durge Durgani. Durgam means what? The hurdle. Insurmountable hurdle. Durgani. All obstacles, all impediments. Vishwa Durgani. We have some other Saha, that Ishvara. Naha, us. Saha, naha, parshat. Ati. Saha, naha, parshat, ati. So, parshat means what? Parshati protects. But parshat here, we should take it in imperative sense. May that Lord protect us. Saha Parshad. May that Lord, may he protect. May he means what? May that Ishvara protect. Whom? Us. Saha Agnihi. Agnihi is implied. Saha Agnihi Naha Parshad. May the Lord protect us. How can Bhagavan protect us? Vishwa Durgani Ati. May the Lord protect us. Vishwa Durgani Ati. So may the Lord protect us by helping us, making us overcome all impediments, all obstacles. Vishwa Durgani Ati Saha Naha Parshat. Saha Naha Parshat Vishwa Durgani Ati. May the Bhagavan Ishvara protect us, enabling us overcome all obstacles. How? Kshamat. Kshamat means kshamate. See, kshamate is the verb. Ksham is the dhatu. Kshamate means forgives. Kshama means forbearance, forgiving. One who tolerates, forbears, thereby forgives. Bhagavan, for kshamate is a proper verb, forgives. But kshamate means Bhagavan, the forgiving Lord, Bhagavan who forgives. Kshamate devaha. Kshamate devaha means devaha, the effulgent Lord. We are agnihi, durita ati agnihi. So here, devaha agnihi. Devaha agnihi means what? Devaha means brilliant, effulgent. Saha agnihi devaha. Now I take the saha from there. Saha agnihi devaha naha parshat. May that radiant, brilliant, effulgent Lord protect us. Saha devaha agnihi naha parshat. May that effulgent Lord protect us. How? Vishwadurgani ati. Vishwadurgani ati. Making us overcome all obstacles. Who is it again? Kshamat. The Lord who forgives us. Durita ati. Durita ati. Again, helping us overcome all obstacles, helping us get rid of all sins, sinful actions, wrong deeds. Durita ati. So Bhagavan has to do two things. Bhagavan, the forgiver, the forgiving, Bhagavan who is forgiving, help us get rid of all wrong deeds, sinful actions, all sins. Bhagavan who forgives, help us get rid of, help us overcome all sins. May the effulgent Lord help us overcome all obstacles, protect us by helping us overcome all obstacles. This is the meaning. Is it clear? Got very exactly. Kshamate. What is Kshamat? So two things. May Saha Devaha Agnihi Kshamat Naha Vishwadurgani Parshat. Naha Parshat Vishwadurgani. Then Durita Ati. Two things. May that effulgent Lord protect us by helping us overcome all obstacles. May the Lord who forgives help us get rid of all wrong deeds. Is it clear? All sinful actions. Yeah. The literal meaning. That's why whether we know the meaning or don't know the meaning, if you're reciting means you will have your praying. This is a prayer. It's like, no, when the doctors prescribe medicines, we don't know the components, we simply take it. They know why they give each medicine. That's it.
Pratanajitakam sahamana mugram agnigam huvema paramat sadhastat சனஃப் பர்ஷதி துர்காணி விஸ்வா க்ஷாமத்தேவோ அதிதுரிதாத்யக்னிஹி.
See, Lord Subramanya, Kartikeya, Shanmukha, Skanda, one of the name he is called Sri Valli Devasenapatihi. Devasenapatihi means what? Lord of, Pati means Lord, Lord of army of Devas. Deva Sena Patihi. Lord is said to be the Lord of the army of Devas. So who should be destroying him? The destroyer of armies of Asuras. Bhagavan, the destroyer of the armies of Asuras. The conqueror of armies of Asuras. And the destroyer of enemies. Okay. Then, Bhagavan is Anugrahakarta. When people are righteous, is Anugrahakarta, highly benevolent. When people are non-righteous, when they go against Dharma, is Nigrahakarta. He is the one who punishes as a malevolent. Okay? The punisher and one who blesses. But Bhagavan is the one who blesses. Bhagavan is the one who punishes. So Agnihi, what does the fire do? Fire is very helpful. How what a blessing to have fire. Especially in cold weather. Isn't it? To cook, to have hot water, to make tea. My God, the fire is so blessing. The same fire, if you touch it, that was in California. Isn't it? He can be both. Same, because in California, everything got burned. We don't want fire at all. With it, what can we do? Okay, Agni also has two sides. As the side of being malevolent, side of being benevolent. Same Ishvara, that's why Ishvara is Agni. The Paramat Sadastat. Mean what? Bhagavan is the ultimate truth. That's what Param Sadas. Okay, this you know the meaning here.
Prithanajitagam sahamana mugramagnigam huvema paramatadastat sanav parshadati durgani vishwakshamadevo atiduritatyagnihi.
Next verse, next mantra.
Pratnoshikamidyo adhvareshu sanachahotanavyascha satsi swancha agne tanuvam piprayasvasma benchasau bhagamaya jasva. Pratnoshikamidyo adhvareshu sanachahotanavyascha satsi swancha agne tanuvam piprayasvasma bhyanchasau bhagamaya jasva. So pratnoshi onwards, saubhagam ayajasva. Until then, mantra number 6.
Here mostly, you praise Bhagavan, and then finally you request, you pray for something. What do you pray? Saubhagam ayajasva. Subhaga. Subhaga. Saubhagyam. You know, bhaga means fortune. Bhagyam, fortune. Subhaga. Saubhaga. Saubhagyam. Bhagavan. The bhaga means what? Fortune. Fortune, what is fortune? Good fortune. Good fortune in terms of all knowledge, all wealth, fame, strength, dispassion, implying maturity, and overlordship. These are all bhaga, fortune, good fortune. So, saubhagam ayajasva. Ayajasva means entirely. May you give entirely saubhagam, good fortune. Good fortune implies what? Absolute welfare. Good, there's no greater fortune than the absolute welfare. Saubhagam ayajasva. O Lord, may you give entirely the absolute welfare. Luxury. Saubhagam ayajasva. This is the prayer. And to pray for this, O Lord, may you give, may you give entirely, may you give, okay, completely the absolute wellness, the absolute great fortune, absolute welfare. To pray for this, you praise Bhagavan. As we say, Pratnoshi. Pratnoshi means vitarati, vitarasi. You distribute, you spread. You spread what? Kam. Pratnoshi kam. Please make a note, kam means not whom. Kam means sukham. Kam ityukte sukham. Kam ityukte sukham ityartha. Kam pratnoshi means you distribute sukham. O Lord, you distribute sukham. Means what? You bestow sukham. Kam pratnoshi. You spread happiness. You spread happiness. You are the bestower of happiness. The bestower of sukham. Kam pratnoshi. Then, idyaha. Idyaha means what? Idyaha means you are glorified. Tvam idyaha. Tvam is implied. Kam pratnoshi. You are the one who spread. You are the one who spreads happiness. You are the bestower of happiness. No, idyaha. You are the one who is, you are glorified. You are glorified, you are praised, you are extolled. Idyaha. Where? Advareshu. Advareshu. Advaraha means ritual prescribed in the Karmakanda. You can say Vaidikam karma. Advareshu means in the Vedic rituals. Advareshu, in the Vedic rituals, you are glorified. So during the performance of Vedic rituals, you are glorified. That's the meaning. Advareshu. How Sanat? Sanat means, Sanatana means timeless. Sanatana is eternal. But here, Sanat Advareshu Idyaha. So from timeless time, Sanat means from timeless time. from time immemorial, from timeless time, always you are highly glorified during the performance of rituals, Vedic rituals. So in all the Vedic rituals, you are highly extolled. Extolled when? From time immemorial, from timeless time. Means always. Because Veda is timeless. So Vedic rituals are timeless. So Bhagavan's glorification is timeless. Understand? Sanat Advareshu Idyaha Tvam. Tvam is implied. Tvam Idyaha. Because Pratnoshi, the verb is Tvam. That's why. So you are always glorified, praised. Now, why you are praised? Because Kam Pratnoshi. You spread happiness. You bestow happiness. Then, Hota Navyaha Cha Satsi. Hota. Hota means the priest, the performer of the ritual. Hota, the one who offers oblations. Hota is the offerer of oblations into the fire during the performance of ritual as a priest. So Hota is the priest who specifically who is the offerer of oblations. Hota. Satsi literally means what? Satsi implies asi. Satsi is equal to asi. Asi means what? You are. What are you, O Lord? You are yourself the offerer of oblations. You are yourself in the form of a priest, the offerer of oblations. Offer of oblations in the rituals performed in ancient times and performed in present, performed in newly, performed as fresh ones. The Navya means the new, young, fresh, that's why. So Sanat, again Sanat you have to bring it. Sanat cha Navyaha cha Hota Satsi. So you are in the form of the priest, the performance of rituals, as the offerer of oblations and the rituals of the ancient times, and the rituals of recent times, which means whoever is the priest, what it means is rituals are the same. There's no old rituals, ancient rituals, fresh rituals. Rituals are always timeless. Timeless rituals prescribed in the timeless Shastram Vedam. But those rituals, Vaidikas of those times performed rituals, and Vaidikas of these days also perform rituals. In all these rituals, in ancient times also, the one you alone were in the form of priest as the offerer of oblations. And in even in these days, you alone are in the form of performer of rituals. So the bodies of the performer of those days might have gone. The bodies of these performer of rituals these days also may go, but you were one and the same. Very important lesson. Got it? The performer of those days in ancient times, rituals in ancient times, the performer of rituals in recent times, you alone are in the form of priest means what? So you were there, you are still there, changelessly, indestructibly. The bodies of priests of those days might have gone. These bodies of these the new priests also will go, but you were there in the form of performer. Understand? This is the meaning. Sanaticha, Sanat, again, you have to take it second time. Sanaticha Navyahacha Hota Satsi. You alone are in the form of the offerer of oblations, the priest, the rituals of ancient times, the rituals of recent times. So rituals are not new. Okay. Swamcha Agni Tanuvam Piprayasva Asmabhyancha Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Swam Tanuhu means body. Swam Tanuvam, your own body or your body. Piprayasva. So Tanuvam means form. So may you satiate your body. May you satiate your body means what? May you cherish your form. Bhagavan has two forms. Okay. But as an altar, Bhagavan who is invoked in the altar of fire, the fire becomes what? Bhagavan's form. The form symbolizes Bhagavan, the fire. And in Bhagavan, you see, the whole universe is Bhagavan's form. Therefore, Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Piprayasva is imperative verb. Piprayasva. May you satiate. May you cherish your form. May you cherish your form. How can Bhagavan satiate his body? How can Bhagavan cherish his form? Bhagavan can cherish his form. Okay? As the one who is invoked at the altar of fire, with what? With the oblations. O Lord, may you satiate your body, cherish your form as the fire with the oblations offered unto you. O Lord, may you cherish your form as the universe. May you satiate your body in the form of universe with your grace. Is it clear? How can Bhagavan satiate? Bhagavan cherish in the form of a universe only with the grace. So that's the meaning. Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Piprayasva. So having glorified Bhagavan, praised Bhagavan like this, oh, you are the bestower of happiness, you spread happiness, and you alone are highly praised in all the rituals. In all the rituals, you alone glorified. Because you yourself are in the form of the offerer of oblations, the hota, the priest, of the rituals of ancient times, rituals of recent times, which means rituals performed by celestials, rituals performed by human beings. So you alone are in the form of, after of oblations, the priest, in all the rituals of ancient times, or rituals performed by celestials and rituals performed by humans. So celestials may be different, human may be different, but you are the same as the truth of celestials and humans. Performance of ancient times and performance of recent times. Navyaha, see Navyaha, I said young, youthful. Again, Navyaha, I say fresh, recent, isn't it? The newly performed ritual. So Navyaha, that's the meaning. So Sanatcha, Navyaha cha, Hota, Satsi. Anything you don't understand, you can say Veda, Chandasam. You can't make out the root, you can't make out how the verb is, then just say Chandasam. Swam, He Agni, O Lord, Swam, Chanuvam, Chapresva. And may you cherish your form, may you satiate your body as Agni with oblations. May you satiate your body. In the form of the universe with the grace. May cherish your form. Body and form in the same here, okay? Therefore, Swam Tanuvam cha, He Agni, Swam Tanuvam cha Vipresva. He Agni means, He Bhagavan, O Lord. So it's all fine. Asmabhyam Saubhagam Ayajasva. We're very, very keen. We're waiting to come with this prayer, okay? We still don't think I praise you, okay? We're also very selfish. When you pray, you are praised, you are glorify you. Because what we want, don't forget. Saubhagam Ayajasva. Saubhagam Ayajasva. May you bring best fortune, absolute well-being, welfare. Completely. Okay, so may you give entirely the absolute good, absolute welfare, well-being, the best fortune. Listen, Saubhagam Ayajasva. So, mantra number 6 is over. Understand? We'll stop here. Praknoshikamidyo adhvareshu sanachahota navyascha satsi swancha agni tanuvam piprayasva smabhincha saubhagamaya jasva. Tomorrow we'll do mantra, 7th mantra. Seventh and eighth tomorrow, okay? Once you finished it, then I'll do the complete concept of Ishvara understood through Durga Suttam. I'll talk afterwards. How Ishvara as a whole, as the powerful one, Shaktiman, invoked here as Durga Suttam, okay? So tomorrow, I've got 2 more mantras. Today I went back to do because some of them were not there in the beginning. That's why I went back. But now today, I think I know these are the people who are going to be there for tomorrow. So I'll do only from tomorrow, we straight away go to the last 2 mantras. Okay. Vedic expressions are Chandasa Prayogaha Bhinnaha. The Vedic expressions are completely different. Different from conventional expressions. That's why You will now you get to get used to these expressions, isn't it? So it takes time. So we'll do this first. So just celebrate Navaratri with the understanding the meanings of Durga Suktam and all Devi Suktams. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.